Hey guys, got a quick one for you today. Was listening to some audiobooks on the Vikings, as so many of us do, and got to thinking about something interesting. Vikings were kind of militarily on top of the world for roughly 500 years, somewhere in between the Romans and, you know, then before the Middle Ages. But it was interesting about the Vikings. Now, they didn't leave a lot of written history. They were a well-developed culture. They were very cultural. They had songs and poems, and they were unique. They really loved their insults. Obviously, they had great weapons of war, great technology in their boats. You know, their Viking longboats. Interestingly enough, we still don't know how they were able to do it, but you know, they could sail across the ocean with. If you watch the TV show The Vikings, you know, he had that sunstone thing. It's some sort of limestone with like a color changing. It's polarized somehow, so you could somehow detect the sun through it when you looked. But the point is, we don't know how they did it, but they did it. And so you could argue that technology is what kept the Vikings on top of the world for as long as they were. You know, there was prayers when they dedicate churches to... The Britons would pray to save us from the fury of the Northmen. They settled everywhere. They became, you know, Byzantine guards down in the Eastern Roman Empire, down to Italy, France. They settled in France. I mean, if you think of the Norse, you know, they're the Northmen, and in the north of France, why were they called the Normans? Because the Vikings had settled there, the Northmen. That area of France was called Normandy. So when William the Conqueror, as the Brits like to call him, William the Bastard, invaded in 1066, it was really nothing more than Vikings invading other Vikings after a fashion. So, you know, some people like to think that simply their technology, you know. Oh, and like I said, the boats. You know, these boats were modern marvels of their time. They were fast, they were sleek, and they could go upstream in rivers in addition to crossing oceans. So just about anywhere there was a trade route, anywhere at all there was trade, these boats could go. And of course, where there's trade, there's plunder. These guys could run their boat right up on a beach somewhere, jump off, hack and kill, destroy, plunder, loot, take their stuff, and then they just had to jump in the boat and simply push it the other way. The rowers would turn around and off they went out to sea. You know, they didn't have to re-rig anything or change anything or turn anything around. They just went the other way. And so the efficiency of that is pretty astounding. There's a story of some researchers several years ago who copied a Viking boat. It was kind of funny. They, you know, the Vikings, they didn't saw their logs. Most of their boats were made from oak, and they didn't saw the oak. They actually split it. They split it out of logs. And so I can imagine they had to split just hundreds and hundreds of trees. And luckily the Romans hadn't made it that far to cut down all their trees yet. But they had to split so many trees to find uniform planks out of the splittings to build these boats from. And so some researchers, they recreated a boat. And then they went out to sail it. And they were sailing along, and they were doing pretty good. And they found out one guy had to stand at the back with this rope. The sail, they used big square sails. Another curious point. The sails were probably checkerboard or striped in pattern, simply due to the fact that the Vikings didn't have looms large enough to weave entire sails. So they likely had to interweave checkerboards like you would if you were weaving a basket, or sew strips together. So that doesn't make it into fanciful movies because it doesn't look cool, but most likely that's what they had. So one of these researchers on the back of the boat, he would stand there and lean back with this rope, and as they crested and downed waves and moved this, they'd keep this sail full of air. He could manually kind of manipulate it and keep up to speed with it and keep things going right. So they were trucking along, thought they were doing real good. He tied that off, that rope, and promptly a big wind came, or a big swell came, and just tipped the boat over and it sank like a rock. So the technology, the knowledge of piloting these boats and sailing in them was clearly passed down, you know, by word of mouth. There's nothing they've found that was written about it. So yeah, they had technological advances, but it got me to thinking is about America right now. We have clear technological advantages over most, if not all, of our enemies. But, you know, technological advantages cannot keep you as a leader of the world. Not that alone. It helps, right? Javelin missiles, you know, Cobras, B-2 bombers, that stuff all helps. But even the Vikings, you can copy an axe, you can copy a pattern welded blade, you could copy the boats. Kings of England copied those boats to start the English Navy. I mean, that happened. So you can copy technology. What I think is interesting, and what I think really, it's hard to quantify, but what they couldn't copy was the heart of the Viking, what it took to be a Viking, and what it took to live like the Viking. And that will and that desire and just that lifestyle and that whole ethos is what kept them on top of the world. And that has what's made and kept us at the top of the world here in America. So I strongly, strongly hope that we're not losing that ethos. I fear that we are. We're losing our manhood or our will to be winners, you know? Not to dominate, but simply to win. It's bad to win these days. Our kids are taught not to win, and you can even see them kind of feel guilty if they do win sometimes, even my kids, who are taught to win. Anyway, just got me to thinking. I wanted to lay down a quick one for you. Don't lose your ethos. Don't lose your manhood. Don't lose your will to achieve and to win and to aspire, because that's what got us here, and that's the only thing that's going to keep us here. All right, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.